The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God! We are ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully high.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
I hate him!
Don't the sparkle!
Some bullshit, yo!
I wanted the package with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah! I can only eat so much poop.
I'm tired of watching crap!
I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm down, the bread or sad. I'm
trying
to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Take that, mother.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
You've got an 8:20 start. We are talking about. It was after 10, it was like 5 minutes to 10. It was 9:55. Mm-hmm. And there was still 10 minutes and change left in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. In the second quarter. And I'm like, how can you expect people to say people have to work for a living? Yep. The NFL is supposed to know this stuff. This is a game that it was no way it was going
to
end.
I was ready to go to bed after
exactly.
The first quarter.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. And so that's where the problem lies. And if you're the NFL, you have got to take notice of this.
You know, I would say he's being overly dramatic, but actually he's right about this.
The second quarter, Tom. The second quarter.
It was 5 minutes till 10. It was 9:50. Good morning. It's 9:55, 5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Yes.
I'll bet you he had a lot to say about that Orioles game the other night. But really, you know, the fact of the matter is the NFL is playing the averages. 47% of this country are not getting up to go to work anymore, Tom. They're just mooching off the government. They'd be glad to stay up and watch a six-hour football game.
Ah, you went there. I love it.
How can you not, man? I mean, geez, it's a softball just laying there.
Oh, I heard that this week, man. I was cracking up. I had no idea you would pull that one out.
Second quarter.
I'm Tom. He's John. It's the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. And if you don't know what he was talking about, that was a reference to Mitt Romney saying that 47% of this country are going to vote for Obama no matter what. So he's not really concerned about them because they're all dependent on the government. So they're going to vote for Obama.
Really? And if you don't know what I was talking about, forget about it.
It doesn't matter.
You can either listen to the rest of the show or you can turn it off and go play in traffic.
Yeah, there's no need to know because it really doesn't matter.
You're not smart enough.
By the way, show number 205.
Oh, 205, checking 205, it off.
Yes. We'll talk about some more about these refs because that's what everybody's talking about. Not a whole lot. I mean, everything's been said as far as, you know, how they've screwed up all weekend. And let's hope again. I told you, John. I told you at the beginning of the season. I said I was scared. I was a nervous wreck. This had me very worried.
Well, look, the first week it was pretty bad. We saw that they were kind of clueless and it was kind of funny. Chuckle, chuckle, ha, ha, look at them stupid, ha, ha, ha. Now we see the players are pushing to find out how far it'll go, and it's getting pretty I mean, there was a couple of games were out of hand, man. The Ravens and Eagles game were out of hand. The Redskins and Rams game was just completely out of control. somebody's going to get hurt. The Redskins have lost two guys. I can't say whether it was due to dirty hits or not. I don't know. But somebody's going to get hurt.
That wasn't any two guys, man. I'm sorry about that.
Two starters on defense.
Two big-time players on defense.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, here's the thing.
That sucks.
It does suck. But, you know, here's the thing. They want to talk about safety, all these things you've heard on the radio this week. They want to talk about safety, all that kind of thing like this, and then they're going to just get a quibble over $4 million is from what I hear. This $4 million freaking dollars, Tom.
That's what they're squabbling
over? $4 million. I guarantee you that if I told our audience to go ahead and come up with the $4 million and send it to us and that we would send it to them and get the NFL to give it to the referees to get them back on the field, that we could have it by Friday, and then we would never send it to anybody. We would keep it. Just so you know, I consider it a challenge.
Oh, man.
That's full disclosure.
Right.
$4 million, dude. $4 million. Are you kidding me? $4 million. The third string safety is making $4 million. I'm serious, man. There's punters making $4 million.
I know.
It's unbelievable. They're over $4 million. They're going to sit there and say, you know, we can't have this and we can't have that. I can't get anywhere near the quarterback. I can't sneeze anywhere in their direction. And then they're going to do this. Shoot. I tell you what, somebody puts a late hit on Tom Brady, those referees will get that money in a heartbeat.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
In a heartbeat. Timmy Tebow takes a spear in the back after he's on the ground. Go get him on the phone. Hurry up.
Holy moly.
You're right. Oh, my God. Holy moly, he's dead on the field. Somebody call in the refs. There'll be like a zebra symbol go off in the sky. And Hockley will come swinging in on a rope.
Well, we both came crashing back down to earth this weekend.
Maybe. The refs are terrible. I'm leaving it at that. This whole season's a protest.
The refs had nothing to do with Dallas getting their ass beat. We'll get more into that later. At least you guys played in a good football game.
It was. They say, you know, you keep hearing it was chippy. It wasn't chippy. It was dirty as hell, man.
Yeah, it was.
It was a dirty football game. But, oh, well, it's the way it goes.
We got to discuss the end of the Giants-Bucks game, and we're going to hear from Coach Coughlin. Also, more from the Glory Hole days coming up. Shango, do you remember Shango?
I didn't. Wasn't he the one who befriended the fawn in the forest, and then when it grew up, grew old, and it was going to run away? Or am I thinking of something else?
Oh, you're thinking of something else. Shango. He does the Dallas Cowboys show. It's called the
Dallas Cowboys show. Well, that explains exactly why I would know who he is.
The Dallas Cowboys show.
Dummies.
Remember that guy?
Dummies.
Oh, yes.
Jason freaking Garrett, you lost this game!
Right.
Okay.
Now, that was from September of 2010, and right. I got a new rant from him, and he claims, I haven't ranted like this since 2008. Well, that was 2010 there, Shango. In fact, we even did... Wait a minute. Here it is. Yeah, I remember we did this.
I am so mad right now. You can't see my eyes right now, because you know I'm so mad... Ozell freaking Adams comes back and haunts us. How can you get rid of a guy and get the guy with the same freaking problems as Ozell? How can you get a guy three times? He made bonehead plays three times. Hey, a false start in the first half, holding in the third, and holding, I mean, the big hold at the end of the game. Freaking Ozell Adams again. The second team got me so screwed up in the head. Jason freaking Garrett. What's wrong with smart football? Did Bill Parcells leave anything here? I'm mad because the coaches and the owners, the front office, you lost this game. You lost this game by being stupid with your play calling, and you lost this game by picking up a player that did the same thing as the player you got rid of.
Yeah. Yeah, we got rid of Flozell Adams. We get in another tackle, and he just makes a false start after false start. But that was,
you know,
that was two years ago.
You play the theme from Sanford and Son. They're very appropriate because, honestly, Flozell, it sounds like one of the ladies that used to follow Aunt Esther around with their Bibles. It's your own damn fault, you know, for hiring him in the first place. You don't hire a football player named Flozell.
Oh.
Dummies!
Right. All right.
Flozell, why don't you go out there and block somebody?
So we got some new Shango. A great, great radio meltdown in Kansas City. Oh, my. Yeah. 610 Sports. Fesco in the morning, John.
Oh, Fesco in the morning.
Fesco in the morning.
Gardening tips and sports talk.
All right. First, though, hold on. I just want to play this clip from you want to talk about another one, the San Francisco Detroit game.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. And the ref, this particular clip is from the radio, the guys on the Lions radio network, and they're calling the game, and they're listening to the ref call out a penalty, and he messes up, and at the end of this they got to put time back on the clock, and he's gonna say that he's gonna mess up, and then the announcer makes fun of him.
Please reset the blame clock.
I'll let you hear that one more time.
Please reset the blame clock.
Okay, you got that? That's what he says to begin with.
Please reset the blame clock to 10 minutes, 37 seconds. The clock will wind on the ready.
Don't worry,
Detroit,
Matt.
Detroit is not charged a timeout.
That talking thing gets me, too.
That talking thing gets me, too. He says, please reset the blame clock.
Robert Kraft was sitting at home going, what's the problem? I understood it perfectly.
Please reset the blame clock.
Right. Reset the game clock. Reset the game clock. Give me a hot dog and try to rub my back right there. It feels fine. Get the shoe.
Please reset the blame clock.
Right. Reset the blame clock.
What?
You know, though, people make it sound easy to talk in front of 100,000 people that hate you.
Right.
You know, everybody hates this guy. But they can't even keep track of down and distance, man. And it's like, how many of them does it take? How many more times am I going to have to see the game stop so they go over there to that guy on the sidelines who's their advisor? You know? What the hell is that? Seriously, this week against the Rams, they called an intentional grounding on Robert Griffin like 4 minutes after the play. I was screaming my head off, and then my son reminded me that I had paused the game and gone to take a piss, and that's why it seemed so long. And then I just said, okay, I better calm down.
<That's>
But
funny.
Seriously, going over to talk to the advisor.
Right.
It's that guy the Redskins hired a few years ago to call plays.
Let me see what the bingo wheel says we should. Oh, it looks like an illegal procedure.
All right. The Giants and the Bucks. And Tampa Bay really let us down, John.
Yeah, they did. They screwed it all up. Thanks a lot.
Game one. Eli throws friggin' three interceptions to start the game, just like his brother Peyton. And,
yeah, it was the Manning interception fest this weekend.
But Peyton did not do what Eli did, and that is come back and throw for 510 yards and three touchdowns. So,
well, that's because the Giants weren't playing a real team from the NFC South.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, and the worst thing about that insult right there is that John Tilliard is off in Germany playing soccer and won't get to hear it.
Well,
seriously, I don't understand that. He writes a paid Facebook post, but I'm off in Germany playing soccer. We'll have to get more on that later. Go ahead.
All right. Way to go, Tilliard. Would he jump off the Tampa bandwagon?
I don't know, man, but he's not around. He's over in Europe playing soccer. I wonder if that means he's either a hooligan or he's a professional player. We'll have to find out. Anyway, the Buccaneers did let us down.
Yeah, but the big thing at the end of this game, of course, was the Giants going to victory formation to run the clock out, and right. Tampa isn't done playing yet. You know,
they shouldn't be done playing.
Well, they're not going to get the ball.
Well, you never know.
Oh, come on. When have when have you ever seen a team get the ball when they kneel down?
Kneel down? Well, I'll tell you what. Since they started to do the kneel down, I've never seen it happen. But that doesn't mean it can't.
There's no way.
Maybe.
I guess they could fumble the snap.
Anything's possible, I suppose. But at the same time, you know what? If I'm the owner of whoever, you're earning your money. You get out there, you play to the end of the game. Get out there and play. I don't care who it is. And let's remember this. They were going after Eli Manning, so all's good as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, and that's what Greg Schiano from Tampa said, basically. You know, we play till the whistle.
I don't know if that's not something that's done in the National Football League, but we fight until they tell us game over. And there's nothing dirty about it. There's nothing illegal about it. We crowd the ball. It's like a sneak defense, and we try to knock it loose. Right? There's nothing, you know, when people watch Rutgers, they would know if they watched us, that's what we did at the end of the game. We're not going to quit. That's just the way I coach and teach our players. Some people were upset about it. Well, I guess that's the way it goes.
If they watch Rutgers.
Does he coach his wide receivers to only put one foot in bounds when they make a catch? Because that's all he had to do up at Rutgers.
If you watch Rutgers. What?
If you watch Rutgers, you'll know what we were doing up there. Sorry, pal, but down here, Rutgers is rarely on television. Rutgers is like public television up there in New Jersey. Coming up next on MPT, Rutgers football. Right after Antiques Roadshow. I don't even know what their mascot is. What is that? What are they?
I have no idea. The Howards?
The Rutgers Howards. They're like Mo and Curly's lost other brother.
The Rutger Howards. You know?
The Rutger Howards. Oh, God. And starring in yet another bad Cinemax movie, the Rutgers football team.
Anyway, Tom Coughlin says, you don't do that.
I don't think you do that at this level. You don't do that in this league. You don't jeopardize not only that. I mean, you jeopardize the offensive line. You jeopardize the quarterback. Thank goodness we didn't get anybody hurt. That's all.
Yeah.
Jeopardize? It's a football game. How are you going to get a, you go out there for 60 minutes and smash the living crap? It's like a demolition derby of human bodies.
I know.
And you don't want to jeopardize somebody in the last 10 seconds?
Well, then they asked Schiano about Coughlin's comment.
That's between Coach and I. Yeah.
It appeared like you had a bit of a disagreement.
We just had some stuff we had to hash out, I guess.
We just had some stuff we had to hash out.
Yeah. I told him to go home and watch some Rutgers. He'll know what I'm talking about.
Right. Coach, just go look at Rutgers. You'll get it. Then you'll understand. Everything
right.
In the universe will make sense then, Coach. Just watch Rutgers.
Coming up next on PBS, Rutgers Explains the Cosmos.
Narrated by Rutger Hauer.
Right. Badly narrated by Rutger Hauer. Up in the skies are billions and billions of stars.
Oh, I just hope everybody listening knows who Rutger Hauer is. It'll make the joke so much better.
I think everybody knows who Rutger. Everybody with cable television knows who Rutger Hauer is. There's always been that night that you've just had one too many beer that you don't even feel like getting up to go to bed. You're just going to crash on the couch, and you don't even feel like reaching over, grabbing the remote, and turning it over. And there comes Lady Hawk. And you look at Lady Hawk, and there he is. Oh, it's such a sad story. He's the wolf, and she's the bird, or whatever it is. And they can never meet because of the witch's curse. And you always remember that stupid freaking girlfriend you had that thought this was one of the most romantic movies ever. You stupid cow, shut up.
Oh, my God.
You know who Rutger Hauer is. He was in Blade Runner, though. That's a great movie.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, he's in Blade Runner. He's good in Blade Runner.
Anyway.
Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, let's see. I got one more clip from this. Yeah, Sean Locklear. He thought it was dirty.
It looked like they might have been coming, but you never know, and they just all dive down. I mean, it's, you know, nothing I've ever seen. You know what I mean? I think it's a dirty play. You know, when we're all telling them we're going down, you know, they're not going to get the ball. You know, they're not going to get the snap. We're not going to fumble the ball, but, you know, it's a play that they did, so.
Well, I guess they're not going to fumble the ball. You can just ask Sean Locklear. He'll tell you. We're not going to fumble the ball.
Why is it that if Dan Marino pretends to spike the ball and throws a touchdown pass that beats the Jets, everybody thinks that that's a great play? But if the defense fools them and keeps playing when they think everybody's not going to play,
yeah, I know,
that's
right?
A dirty play.
Right.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
They've just forgotten, John. They've forgotten.
Of course they've forgotten.
They've forgotten what makes the game great.
Of course they've forgotten. Because, you know what, I'm listening to this idiot on the radio today. Actually, I shouldn't call him that. I like this guy. But he's on the radio today, and he's talking about how, you know, what we ought to do is if there's, you know, 25, we ought to change the game clock down to 25 seconds inside the two-minute warning.
Please reset the game clock.
Yes, let's do that.
We're inside the two-flimit warning. Reset the game clock.
So anyway, continue.
They've imported somebody from Taiwan, Tom.
We have a legal procedure on number 55 on the offense. Ten-yard penalty.
Oh, my God.
Fourth down. Oh, hell, I can't remember what the hell I was talking about now. Was it Rucker Hauer? No, we were done with Rucker
Hauer. No, about somebody about resetting the game clock to 25 seconds.
Resetting. Oh, yeah. You know, and it's just, come on. There's too many ways. He's talking about, oh, you know, if a team doesn't have any more timeouts, then you change the game clock to this, force the offense to have to do something. No, you know what? Stop throwing losers a lifeline. We already got rid of sudden death. And now they're saying, well, you know, in 2 minutes, it just kind of ruins it for the fans. No, it doesn't. It's a defense saying, you know what? We beat your ass in 58 minutes. Shut up and sit down. And I got no problem with it. And if the other defense doesn't like it and wants to try to take the ball and swipe at the center, go for it. Who cares?
Obviously, Tom Coughlin cares. I think we should call him and talk to him about it.
We should. I'm going to ask him how come he's gotten to be such a big pansy.
You're going to ask him that.
I'm going to sit over here quiet.
Hello?
Coach Coughlin.
Yes, this is Colonel Coughlin speaking.
Coach, hey, it's John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Yes, I vaguely remember you. I believe that I should have had you shot before, but for some reason I did not.
You know, you say that every time we talk to you. I'm really starting to just, I'm not feeling the love.
That's because I should have you shot!
Okay.
Now, you have called for a purpose. Otherwise, I am busy game planning.
All right, well, I'll get to it then, Coach. The other day, you played Tampa. You came back. You won. At the end of the game, you've got Eli in the victory formation, and those guys are trying to come across and hit him and knock the ball out. And, you know, there was a bunch of talk about it between you and Greg Schiano, and just wanted to get your feelings on it.
Yeah, well, Coach Schiano. Schiano. What kind of name is Schiano? I'll tell you, it ends with a vowel right there. You know right there he is born for the tuggery.
Oh.
I personally found him to be nearly mindless, but that is neither here nor there. He is just going to have to learn how we do things here in the NFL. We have lots of unwritten rules that he should make himself very familiar with, Tom.
What kind of rules?
Unwritten rules.
Unwritten.
For example.
Unwritten. Got it.
Right. First, you will not do anything to prevent my team from running out the clock. When it gets to the last play, you are supposed to quit and give up. You remember the miracle in the Meadowlands?
Yeah.
Well, not anymore, buddy! Because of that play, this whole entire world is still subjected to Herman Edwards. It will never, ever happen again.
Well, you know, Coach, Greg Schiano says you should watch the Rutgers film.
Well, you know, I tell you what. I remember once I requested all of the highlights of the Rutgers football program, and they sent me back a photo of Ray Rice. They said, here you go. I assumed that there was something to be more, but apparently I was mistaken. You know, I'll tell you, Tom, you know there are other unwritten rules, such as, well, there's ones that the fans know about, like you should not spit on another player, right?
Right.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, they call it. But we all know there's lots of ways to have unsportsmanlike conduct. You can punch a man in the testicles. You can kick him in the hiney, or you can spit in his face. But you do not spit in his face. They'd prefer you punched him in the testicles. But you do not spit. But there's some other ones that fans do not know about. Like Tom Brady is allowed 3 extra timeouts per half for his hair.
Oh,
you
really?
You did not know that, did you?
No.
No. They do it when there's supposed to be no more commercials. They play one more, and he gets to fix his hair.
Oh. Did not know that.
Right. Anytime, anywhere, anyone is allowed to hit Michael Vick.
Oh, I like that rule.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But conversely, nobody is allowed to tackle Tim Tebow.
Nobody.
Yes, that one was unwritten last year. But nobody has told Rex Ryan yet. So.
All right, I understand.
There we come to partial of the rule book, the unwritten rules.
I get it.
You have to look very far into the back of the book to find the unwritten rules.
All right, well, let's, you know, you got your win. You're 1-1 now. You got a short week. You got to play the Panthers Thursday night. You ready for that?
I am not concerned even one little bit. We have to play the Cam Newton, and, well, you know how it goes.
The Cam
Newton. He might be fast, he might be strong, but he's the quarterback. He's going to not have very much going on in the brain department. You understand, right? I'm old school coach. Oldest coach in the league, I do believe. I'm bound to have some outdated thoughts and ideals about this quarterback. And, of course, Steve Smith used to play for our team.
It was a different Steve Smith.
I'm sure it was. I wonder if there's any unwritten rules about hitting him. I'll have to look them up.
Hey, while we've got you on, you have any comment about the week one game against the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, I sure do. Let me tell you, I don't think I haven't forgotten, buddy, that you are one of them stinking Cowboy fans. I'll tell you what, the whole reason you won was those piece of shit Texas refs with their fucking Texas accents that was fucking us all game.
Oh, you're going to blame it on the refs, huh?
The Texas refs.
Texas.
These replacement officials, you know, they're all fans of the game. They throw the Saints fan out the game. The other one telling LeSean McCoy that he's got him on his fantasy team, for Pete's sake. You know, the one came up, shook my hand. Has Eli Manning on his fantasy team, shook my hand after the game. Said, way to go, 500 yards, very good.
I heard about that.
What you gonna do? The best things that I could, I've hoped for last week was to have played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who nobody has anybody from their team on their fantasy team. They just stink flat out loud.
Vincent Jackson. I have Vincent Jackson, coach.
Well, are you refereeing the football game?
No, and he did great.
There you go. That should explain exactly my point. The referee refereeing the football games, they don't have many brains, correct?
Right.
So they will have nobody like Vincent Jackson on their football team. They would likely have DeSean Jackson on their football team. And they will be screaming at the TV saying, why won't you throw it to him? And why are you allowing him to be hit after the ball is thrown? Unwritten rules.
All right, coach.
Well, I must go.
Well, good luck Thursday night.
I must prepare for the Panthers.
Yes, good luck.
Going to play the Carolina Panthers.
And Cam Newton.
All right. Auf Wiedersehen.
Bang Cartoon Radio. Bang Cartoon Radio.
Trying to get our two boys ready to carry them to golf tournament for practice, right? 12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, it's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
And now, Cleveland Browns highlights from yesterday. You have been listening to Cleveland Browns highlights from yesterday. Join us again next week for more of the same.
Hi, this is Carmen Lovana from ClubCarmen.com, and you are listening to John and Tom from the Sexy Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Any time that I can get back to that glory hole, then that's a happy day for me.
Glory hole days. Glory hole days. Glory hole days.
Glory hole.
Glory hole. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it was. I want me some glory hole.
He wants him some glory hole.
He's always looking for some goddamn glory hole. I went so far as to cut a hole in my goddamn helicopter. Told Missy to get out there on the skid while I hung it out in the breeze.
He ain't going to make it to no glory hole with Dallas playing the way they did on Sunday, man. Oof, ugly.
That might be the only place he gets any.
Damn Seattle.
He's got a private glory
damn
hole.
Damn Seattle. Hate playing in that stadium.
Telling you what, one of the things that you can really get on Jerry Jones' good side if you're an owner in the NFL is in when he comes to town, in his box, make sure there's a glory hole and somebody to clean his glasses. You got to wonder if the two go together. Why is Jerry having himself his glasses cleaned? He's always talking about how much he likes the glory hole. Which side of this glory hole is he on?
Well, we got a new song. And new Bang Cartoon exclusive. Yes. That goes right on the heels of the one we just played for you.
Any time that I can get back to that glory hole, then that's a happy day for me.
I had a friend who was a big football owner down in Texas. Had a stadium as big as a county and a funny looking facelift.
Yeah.
Saw him the other night in this roadside men's room. He was getting up, coming out of the stall. Well, he was brushing his knees and he was wiping his lip, and there was a dick hanging there through the wall.
Glory hole days.
Well, he can't pass one by.
Glory hole days.
It just might get in your eye.
Glory hole days. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it what? I want me some glory hole.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's what Hank Williams Jr. is doing now. He's not allowed to do Monday Night Football anymore, I guess. He's singing songs for us.
I got to play it again. I have to play it again.
Anytime
I want the other three other verses
of that glory hole, then that's a happy day for me.
I had a friend who was a big football owner down in Texas. Had a stadium as big as a county and a funny looking facelift. Saw him the other night in this roadside men's room. He was getting up, coming out of the stall. Well, he was brushing his knees and he was wiping his lip, and there was a dick hanging there through the wall.
Glory hole days.
Well, he can't pass one by.
Glory hole days.
It just not get in your eye.
Glory hole days. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it what? I want me some glory hole.
It's just so right nonchalant, and there was a dick hanging out of the wall.
And now we just got to get somebody that can sing it, because I can't sing it.
I thought
can't get
that was great.
Right.
No, it's perfect. I don't want it sang well. I don't want to hear that kind of stuff sang with a good voice.
It's true. It's I'm doing Bruce Springsteen, right?
Oh, man. That was great. Love it.
Thank you. Hey, I might actually have time to do a cartoon this week. You know that?
Oh, cool.
And I got a monster of an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Speaking of all this stuff we've been speaking about.
Well, there you go. That's incentive for donations. And thank you guys.
There you go.
Man, you guys who do send them, the few of you who do, can't thank you enough.
Tell you what, it's a little more than a few so far, man. We've been getting quite a few of them
John,
in relation to
John,
what we've been getting.
No, we're starving to death. We need more money.
Oh, right. Right. Tom, I'd love to be able to thank those people who sent in their donations, but I'm feeling just a little weak. only a can of beans this month, Tom.
You know, hey, by the way, speaking of the poor people who love Obama, it's all his damn fault Dallas lost.
Damn straight it is.
You know, look, They had to play.
Dallas worked hard for those points, right?
They were off too long. They had to play on Wednesday night because of that stupid Democratic convention that was on Thursday night. So Dallas had to play, and that meant they were 11 days off before they played. And it's all the fault of that socialist Kenyan bastard. Look, these players are millionaires, and he hates the rich. You know that. Obama hates the rich. They went to Seattle where those coffee-drinking liberals love his ass. And no, forget it. No, it's his fault. It's all Obama's fault.
I have to agree, Tom, and I think it was a very good strategy on the part of the president. It only affirms my support for the man. That was great.
Jesus. Okay, there's my my rant, but I don't compare these next two.
I'll tell you what, I cannot fault the Cowboys for going up and losing in Seattle, even though they have a rookie quarterback. Losing in Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle wins.
They just
Seattle wins what, 6, 7, 8 games a year, and they're all at home.
All at home.
Yeah. They can't win outside that stadium, but they can't be beat inside of it.
You got a mud hole stomped in.
Oh yeah, it was ugly, man. It was just You're gonna hear about it now because Shango from the Dallas Cowboys show. You can find him all over YouTube. He's gonna just friggin' rip right into him.
You see that?
Oh wait, yeah. He's pointing at the star. He's got the star on the wall, the Cowboys star, and he's pointing at it when he says, "You see that? Listen.
You see that? The Dallas Cowboys took a big shit on that today. This was the most disgusting thing I've seen in a long time. I am so upset. Not because we lost the game, because you're going to lose game. This is the NFL. It happens. But they beat the living crap out of us, and I told you what they was going to do out there. I told you what type of team they were. And I told, listen to me, because I'm plugged into this NFL. I watch people.
He watches people, Tom.
I know the National Football League.
Right. Because I watch people. I was sitting downtown the other day, and I saw this person come down with a bunch of shopping carts. And I said, look, there goes a homeless person. They should listen to me. You always gotta love it when a person gets so worked up because the team doesn't listen to him.
Right.
And there's teams out there that are downright thuggish. We're not.
Thuggish.
We're finesse. And what proved everything? The 90-yard drive in the fourth quarter at the end of the game.
Yeah.
A 90-yard drive running down our throat. We couldn't do nothing to stop them. There's worse teams than that down the road! There's worse! We got the Ravens! We got the Steelers!
Well, yeah, John. What are we going to do when we face those guys?
I don't know. Maybe they should listen to Shango. Shango! You remember that show that used to come on the Banana Splits, and when they'd yell that, they'd show that one native guy dancing, and they'd zoom in on his ass real fast?
Yes.
There you go. Shango.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, though, Shango, you cannot be thuggish when you're wearing little freaking anime suits with neon green accents on them. Like those freaking... I swear to God, can you tell Nintendo owns the Seahawks?
Right.
Oh, no, wait, they own the Mariners. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Apple owns the Seahawks. Nobody knows how to
make it. Oh, Apple's all about being colorful, too.
Right. Well, that's why there's no flash in the in Seattle Stadium. Everywhere you look on those big boards and there's just red X's.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got Pittsburgh coming up, Baltimore, Chicago.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Right.
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 Jay
Cutler yelling at his offensive lineman. People want him to apologize.
Now Shango's going to rip on Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant, we're not putting up with your bullshit.
Yeah, John.
We're not putting up with your bullshit.
Twice, John.
For you to do performances like you did out there tonight. That was pathetic, Dez Bryant. And nobody in Dallas got the balls to tell you that. But if you don't get your shit straight, you're going to find your ass in Cleveland.
Cleveland.
At best.
At best in Cleveland. Damn, he's thinking about shipping you off to Kansas City.
But if you don't get your shit straight, you're going to find your ass in Cleveland. At best.
At best.
at best.
Nobody right. got the balls to tell you.
Oh, man.
Except me, this anonymous guy named Shango on YouTube.
We're not putting up with your bullshit.
Right.
right.
We're not
putting it up
with. He's going to fire Dez Bryant, John.
I don't know what he's going to do. Well, I mean, hey, Diva Lover fired Tony Romo last year. Now Shango's firing Dez Bryant.
Romo! All Romo! Tony Romo! Yeah! Five! At best!
I love Tony Romo. yes.
I love Tony Romo.
Seattle loves Tony
yeah.
Romo.
Well,
they love his.
They
ass.
Love our punter. And they love Felix Jones.
Hey, did they call any penalty on that shot on Sean Lee?
No, they didn't. Dallas got called for a penalty on that play.
Really?
That was ridiculous, man. I don't even want to talk about it. And it didn't matter.
Holy
it
crap.
Just didn't matter. Wasn't going to change.
I know it. Everybody's seen that. But the refs wouldn't know what to call anyway right. when they saw something like that. They'd call him for illegal orbit. not filing a flight plan, 10 yards, number 50. One of the refs out there is an FAA official, throws the flag. Sorry, but you're above the ceiling there.
Illegal boarding pass.
right, illegal boarding pass. Oh, goddamn. Really, man, to go as high as he did, you pretty much have to go through TSA.
Oh, my God,
you?
Yeah. You he sent him through the air, boy. Woo. It was that Golden Tate.
That was a shot.
That
was a shot.
Golden Tate hit him because it was, yeah. Damn.
Mm.
Let's see. What else? Shango just doesn't know.
I don't know. I don't know. That fourth quarter, the way they controlled that fourth quarter. That was some of the worst stuff I've seen in a long time.
A long time, John.
So far tonight, Tom, we have focused on the second quarter and the fourth quarter.
Yes, and he...
And the fourth quarter?
And he doesn't know.
I don't know.
Right.
He don't know.
I don't know.
Nope.
He don't know.
Dummies!
Right. okay, now he's...
I don't know.
He's really going to start to lose it.
This... was pathetic. It was embarrassing. It was one of the worst performances I've seen in my life. I couldn't sleep last night because I felt this shit coming because we were walking around like, we're the shit. We beat the damn world champs.
Yeah.
We're good. All cocky. And walked into the worst, most pathetic performance I've seen in the last 3, 4, 5 years.
let's see. Going back to maybe 2000. Well, let's see.
3, 4, 5 years.
yeah, at least 3, 4, 5. I got no more fingers left. That's how many years. this is embarrassing. And then you hear his mom. Shango, shut off that computer and go to bed.
Shut up. 3, 4, 5 years.
Right.
His neighbors are like, oh, God, we lost again. There he goes. Jesus Christ.
I am so upset.
Yes.
I am just beside myself.
And you guys, it's your problem.
You're all cocky.
That's right. Ain't nobody got the balls to tell Dez Bryant that he's wrong but me.
I don't know.
Don't get cocky.
Listen to me, because I'm plugged into this NFL.
I'm plugged in. I am plugged into the NFL. Right there next to my video on the YouTube page is NFL's greatest hit video come up to the same time. I know.
Okay. Now,
I am an insider.
Now he's going to just completely lose it.
I don't want to hear no blame. I don't want to hear, I blame this person. I blame Gary. I blame Romo. I blame the defense. I don't want to hear nobody getting blamed. Everybody was equally pathetic. All you people that was overconfident, you helped in this shit. Shut up. This is the NFL. You gotta go out there and you gotta put everything on the line every week or you'll get done like we just got done. Just smacked in the face.
Right. Nobody's getting blamed except
everybody.
Everybody gets blamed. I love how he said, and all you people that were overconfident, this is all you caused all this shit. Oh my God.
Seriously, man, I love football, but my God.
How did he say that?
All you people that was overconfident, you helped in this shit.
You helped in this
shit.
Shut up.
You helped. That's right. You helped. You helped. You helped. You told the Seahawks they could do it.
You were the Seahawks MVP.
Shut up.
You were the 12th man. Fuck you.
Just smacked in the face.
Oh, I love this guy.
By people from Seattle.
Yeah.
Pardon me. I'm going to switch my Starbucks frappe, cappuccino frappe, frappe to my left hand so I might
stab you in the face.
But if you don't get your shit straight, you're going to find your ass in Cleveland.
Right.
At best. Oh, cocky.
Oh, God. All right. It's okay, John, not to worry. He took a couple breaths. He calmed down.
Okay, good.
He says he will be okay.
I'm going to be okay. But right now,
I'll be fine.
If you're like me, you are inconsistent.
He doesn't know the word.
You're over the top.
Increased?
Bye.
Bye. I'm going to be okay. I don't want nobody to tell anybody I'm not going to be okay. If you like me, you probably got some neighbors that are pretty fucking angry right about now.
He didn't know. He lost the word in his mind, or he didn't know what word to use or what. He goes, if you're like me, you're... you're over the top. Here, let me play it again.
I'm going to be okay. But right now, if you're like me, you are you're over the top.
If you like me, you in Cleveland. That's what he sounded like he wanted to say. You in Cleveland. I'm in Cleveland. I am just in Cleveland over this loss, Tom.
If you're like me, you're in Cleveland. That's what it was.
That's what he's saying. That's the new phrase now for, oh, shit, this really sucks. Damn, man, my grandma died. I was in Cleveland for a week. My wife left me, man. I'm in Cleveland, bed.
Man, I had to work 60 hours this week. It was like being in Cleveland.
No shit, man. I'm telling you what. I better go to confession and tell the Lord what I did, because I don't want to die and find myself in Cleveland. With the lake of fire, the river of fire. Oh, God, that's been too long.
Oh, Jesus.
This is 2 weeks in a row we really ragged on Cleveland, and 2 weeks in a row that they actually played pretty good football for going 0-2.
Yeah.
Maybe not the first week.
All right.
Let's talk about another loser AFC team.
Okay, yeah, the Chiefs.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. Man, now we, you know, Dallas got to go deal with Tampa. You know, I hope we don't end up in victory formation.
I don't think you have to worry about that too much.
Okay.
We get the Bengals this week. The Bengals. The Redskins and the Bengals.
Oh. Who dat? No, who day? Yeah. Who day?
Who day? We already took care of the who dat, so who dat is already
New Orleans, yes. Who dat?
Us and the Panthers. That's who dat.
610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Home of the Royals, John.
Oh, home of the Royals. Whoa, let me tell you what, Tom. Home of the Royals, and if they're talking about the Chiefs, that means that on this station, there's probably 34 happy days a year.
Right. If that.
They probably don't even get up in the morning. They just probably just like push a cartridge in that goes, and the Royals were on the short end of the stick last night.
It's just a loop.
Right? It just, you just have to plug in the numbers 8-4. A little machine comes on. And the losers, or the Royals, came up losers last night, 9-3.
Well, their morning guy, Bob Fesco.
Bob Fesco.
Fesco in the morning.
Fesco in the morning. Hi, everybody. Yeah. Rise and shine. I can hear him. He's got his little horn, right? Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Bob Fesco.
with your morning cup of joe for everybody out there wanting to talk some Kansas City Royals.
All right. It's 5 till 10, 9:55.
That's right. Time for the weather check. And hey, anybody want to talk about hog futures? We're coming up with Farmer Bob after the hour.
Great here on Kansas City Radio.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
All right. So Bob's upset about the Chiefs.
You're an embarrassing train wreck to the 2.5 million people that call this metro area home. You've let down all the old ladies that are on life support, rooting for you, trying to pull out another day. You give people nothing to live for. You suck. That's what you are right now. You're an embarrassing, sucking train wreck of a football team.
Oh, my.
From top to bottom. Minute. But the onus to me this week is on the players. Get your ass out there and play like a man. Play like you mean it. Play like you care.
Wow.
Look, man, if you are an old lady on life support and you need the Kansas City Chiefs to give you a reason to believe, really, is it their fault that you had a crappy life?
Yes.
You give people nothing to live for. You suck.
Right.
Right. You suck because you've got nothing left. Your family's deserted you. You have no money, but the Chiefs are letting you down.
Did you hear?
You're an embarrassing, sucking train wreck of a football team.
That's right. As opposed to a noble, awesome train wreck of a football team.
I've got more passion at 6:18 this morning than you have for 8 freaking quarters. Every one of you sucks. And we're tired of paying for tickets and parking and hot dogs and wasted freaking Sunday afternoons watching you play. And you know what? Fans are going to stop coming.
No, they
because
won't.
Fans
no.
aren't going to support your crap.
Yeah, they
We're
will.
Done.
Yeah, they will.
What the hell has this city done to deserve being treated like complete, total crap by both sports teams? Both teams in this town make no effort for their fans at all. We're
at all.
Done. You guys all suck. Every professional athlete in this town blows right now. Perform like you care. Perform like you want to be a part of a professional team.
Oh, my God. This guy's on the radio?
Dude,
what is
he's
that
on the radio
language?
At 6:18 in the morning what? When he knows no professional athletes can possibly be listening.
I know, but perform like you care.
Right.
What the hell is that?
Make sure you show up every Sunday. Make sure you tie on your cleats and get out there on the field and perform like you've got some meaning out there in the game. There's old ladies on life support counting on you.
Man, he just, I don't know, it's the way he speaks. It's very odd.
It's downright Midwest. It really is. You know, it's corn-fed boys.
This is just ridiculous.
He wants them to admit it, John. He wants them, the Chiefs, to admit they suck.
Admit you suck. Admit you have no idea what's going on. Admit you have no idea that you care. Just come out and tell us. And we'll stop going. Because you know what? It was a nice Sunday yesterday. I could have gone pumpkin picking.
What?
I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider.
Oh, my God. He could have had donuts and cider in Lewisburg, John, and he could have gone pumpkin picking.
He was going pumpkin picking, Tom, and then he might have actually gone antiquing. Oh, my God.
But no, I watched your sorry ass play.
Right.
All of us watched your sorry ass play when we could have been down at Lewisburg enjoying cider and donuts.
Right.
No more.
Right. Pumpkin picking.
Pumpkin picking. You know what happened? What he doesn't realize is what happened, Tom, was a biological phenomena that happens occasionally on Sunday afternoons when men's brains say, you know, maybe we should go pumpkin picking instead of watching some NFL football. But the balls call and say, no, we are not getting off the couch.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
I could have. He wants them to admit it, Tom, like it's a 12-step program to make them better, you know?
The first step to getting better is admitting you suck.
Admit you suck.
They're going to stand up in the front of the play. Look, man, I'd try to block you today, but I'm probably going to hold 4 or 5 times, and you can run around me a few times, but it's because I suck. I admit it.
At all! At all!
At all!
At all!
At all!
At all!
That's probably that. And here we say we hear the sound of the wild pumpkin picker in the wild trying to find its mate.
At all, at all.
He he's out frolicking in the pumpkin patch. This is what Chiefs, I mean, seriously, if you'd ever really not want to live in the Midwest, if this is what you hear you could be doing on your Sunday. This is your options. Watch the Chiefs or go frolic in the pumpkin patch and have donuts and cider. Have donuts in the pumpkin patch.
Oh, my God. That's funny, man.
Nothing says Sunday in fall like powdered sugar donuts in the pumpkin patch. Jesus.
At all! At all! At all! At all! At all! At all!
Like he doesn't get shot by Farmer Brown. Goddamn crows, get out of my pumpkin patch.
At all! At all!
They got, oh, there we go. That's a peacock. Hold on, listen to that.
At all! At all! At all!
A peacock. How perfect. What's his name again?
Bob Fesco.
Fesco the peacock in the morning.
At all! At all!
Oh my God! That's the best!
Oh shit. We're a wildlife show now. That's terrific. Maybe they should make him a ref.
Oh God.
I kept
hilarious.
I kept seeing like Bobby Knight as the game warden with his shotgun.
All right. So yeah, there you go. Bob Fesco. Fesco in the morning.
Yeah, so hey.
Oh my God.
I wanna I gotta pull this dude's name up here real quick. As, that was sent to us by one of the listeners in the on Tuesday morning. So look, man, if you guys are out there, hear some funny stuff like that, you know, when you're listening to your local radio or something like that, hear some crazy caller or something like that, and they put them up on podcasts, which they usually do. Send us a link to it, man. That came in to us from, let's see, who was that? That was Jasper Tausida. I think I'll say that best. Jasper. So thanks to Jasper for sending us that. Gee whiz, Tom, a guy named Jasper living in Kansas City. What do you want to bet he owns a few pairs of overalls?
Isn't there a Jasper, Wyoming?
There's Jasper in Kansas City. You know, I was down pumpkin picking last week, listening to the Chiefs on the radio, and it just wasn't a very pretty sight, let me tell you. Jeez, there's that annoying radio fella again.
At all! At all!
In the pumpkin patch. Oh, he doesn't want to watch the Chiefs either. So Jane made him go pumpkin picking. Tarzan and Cheetah are out there walking around. Oh, shit.
Oh, it's time for email.
It is. So, hey, thanks a lot to Jasper to see. Jasper, man, thanks a lot for sending that to me.
And we'll have that forever.
Yeah, so anybody, look, any week that you're listening to the next day's radio, man, and you hear something like that, because they all podcast this stuff now, just send us the clip or send us the link to it. If it's funny, we'll play with it like that. Let's see. What do we got for email today? We got Josh Wells calling up to say, hey, guys, so apparently Jim Harbaugh's favorite saying is, suck it up. Because he must have said it 49 times on Sunday between his press conference and locker room speech. I give him credit for coming up with the perfect motto for a team that plays in San Francisco. That's pretty obvious, but not bad there, Josh. Suck it up. So we'll have to listen for that. This comes in from one Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney. Dear Bang Cartoon Radio Hour listeners, I would like to clarify some statements I thought were made in private but were secretly recorded by some left-wing media whore. What I meant to say was 47% of all Bang Cartoon Radio Hour listeners will not donate money to John and Tom.
The same 47% will also cry, whine, and even threaten suicide if new shows and cartoons are not put out on a regular basis. They do this without knowing the time, energy, and resources that John and Tom sacrifice for the enjoyment of their listeners. These people will not vote for me come November. It's the hardworking, God-fearing other 53% of BCRH listeners that will help me become president this November. The ones All who right. know a great podcast when they hear one, the ones that are willing to donate their hard-earned money. P.S. I really enjoy hearing all the emails sent to the show, especially ones from Louis Cipher. Oh, hi, Louis. Let's see. Oh, and the next email comes from Barack
Obama.
Wait
a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. Okay. I have to listen to Obama. Okay. I got to be fair.
We got to give equal time. But Obama also wrote in. Good listeners of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. I don't do a good Obama, so I'm not even going to try. Upon my re-election as president, my first act will be to redistribute all donations made to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. Under my plan, all monies donated to the BCRH will be redistributed amongst all BCRH listeners. The money will then be given to John and Tom, where they will put it to use and continue to make quality podcasts and cartoons. With my plan in place, all listeners of the BCRH will feel as though they have contributed to the success of the show. No longer will the rich few be the only ones to have this feeling. Wow. I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Help me understand what it is that makes white people so afraid. There are white folks, and then there are ignorant mother like you.
That'd be me.
What did he just say?
Hang on a minute. I got to go referee a football game.
I was going to write in Howard Stern's name for president, but Mitt Romney might have just won me over.
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, as long as you can get up off your lazy ass long enough to just go down to the firehouse and do it, that's all that matters.
I still say we should all just write in Bang.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Make me president,
John Taman.
Then I'll say no.
Write in. Bullshit, because I'm going to be your vice president.
All right, we'll do that. We'll have John Tilliard be our assistant secretary of foreign affairs.
Shit, then we'll show Jerry how to party.
Hell yeah. Commandeer a helicopter. Hey, man, we got a lot of donations again this week, so I want to thank a few people. Say thanks to Sebastian, to Dave Zarowski, Mike Tilberg, Matt Norland, and from all the way on the other side of the world, Florian Zielbauer. Florian Zielbauer.
Wow.
Yeah. So lots of donations this week, man. Lots of donations. All we got to do is cry, it seems, and once every 8 years, we'll get a good bunch of them. No, we do appreciate it, and yeah, man, it keeps us going. I gotta tell you, it helps.
Nah, I don't think we have to cry.
No, we don't have to cry.
We just got to keep making sure we give them stuff like
at all, at all, at all.
I know why. I can listen to that over and over again.
Oh shit, that's terrific.
Just perfect.
Going pumpkin.
I can't
kicking.
Believe that a peacock. Wow.
And it's so perfect, a peacock.
Check us out on Facebook. Is bcrh-forums.net still there?
I don't even know if it's still there. A lot of the stuff goes on. I don't think it is. Most everybody hangs out over on the Facebook page now. So look for Bang Cartoon Radio Hour out on the Facebook page. There's always some fun stuff going on over in there. And lots of fun articles, lots of stuff that we see over there that's very funny that doesn't even actually make the show. But lots of fun stuff happening in there. And you can ask John Tilliard just what the hell he's doing in Germany playing soccer.
Hold on. I mean, because if the forum's still there, because that's, what's his name?
Reevesy.
Reevesy. Yeah, Reevesy's running that. And, yeah, but, no, it's still there.
It is? All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. I think Reevesy's getting ready to have a baby.
I got to get on there and post. I haven't posted on there all off season or yet. I got to get on there. So, yeah, bcrh-forums.net for the message boards. Yeah, the Facebook page, the donation button, and then there's that donation button.
That big yellow donation button.
Right. At bangcartoon.com. Yes, we do have that too, bangcartoon.com, which is where the new cartoon will be. And I know what the idea is, and it's going to be friggin' hysterical.
Just got to hopefully I have time. I got to finish some work tonight. So
blah, 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 and your friggin' time. I don't have time, but I'm here.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah,
what you were going to tell me?
You're going to give me the Stephen A. Smith treatment.
Oh, stop it!
All right.
All right, well, then I guess that's that. My boss has told me I have to get to work.
Oh, put stop it!
That's right.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Bang, 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 bang.
You've been listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag. Bang Cartoon Radio.